Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to have you with us this morning. And a welcome from Emmanuel here in Swanage. And for those of you who are watching wherever, whether it be live, online now, through Facebook, or whether it's through the video a bit later, great to have you with us. It's a bit strange again, isn't it? Because we're now entering our first Sunday in our second lockdown. So these are difficult days, and I just want to encourage you, and I want to pray that God will meet with you, meet with us all, in fact, in these difficult times. And I just pray that you will support one another, will be there for one another over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So let's keep an eye out for everyone. But welcome to you, and if you're on the phones or wherever, great to have you with us. And if this is your first time, well done. You found us after all this time. Great. Now you'll know what life really should be like. But let's commit our time to God, shall we? And let's pray. So, Father, thank you for the wonder of technology and for the freedom of being able to do this in this place today and be able to reach each other. Thank you that through your Holy Spirit, Lord, and through the Lord Jesus Christ, you've made it possible for us to be together and to be part of the same family, the same body. But Lord God, as we are in this time now, it's harder. But thank you for the wonder of this situation, and it's enabling us to connect. But Lord, I pray that even though we may be distant in physical terms, may we be one and know that we are together in this and during this time. So Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit's presence as we sing, as we pray, and as we consider your word. Lord God, be with us. We give you this time in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, it's great to have Adam here with us this morning. So he's going to lead us now in a couple of songs of worship. Thanks, Adam.
Good morning, everybody. I didn't hear you. You have to say it louder than that in the living room or in the kitchen, wherever you are. We're going to start by singing Open the Eyes of My Heart. I want to see you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Father, into your courts I would enter, maker of heaven and earth. Glory, glory in your sanctuary, splendor and majesty, Lord. Before you, all life adores you, all the earth will declare that your love is everywhere. The fields will exalt, seas resound. Hear the trees' joyful cry, praising you. So will I. A new song I'll sing, Lord, I will glorify and bless your holy name. Jesus, Lord of all life and salvation, into your presence we come. We worship you, our precious Savior. Fill us with your holy power. Set us aflame with your love. Till nations all know your glory, all the earth shall be filled, that love is everywhere. The fields will exalt, seas resound. Hear the trees' joyful cry, praising you. So will I. A new song I'll sing, Lord, I will glorify and bless your name. Glorify and bless your name. Glorify and bless your name. Glorify and bless your name.
Thanks, Adam. Bless you. It was lovely. Great bit of worship to open our time today. And today is Remembrance Sunday. So we're going to have our own time of remembrance towards the end of our time broadcasting. So it will take us over our normal hour. So I just wanted to warn you about that, if I could. But it'd be lovely if you're able to stay with us for that. Just also a reminder about something which I mentioned last week, and that's our food bank here in Swanage. In fact, wherever you live, it's really important that we see this as an opportunity to support those, and especially now we're back into lockdown, just be able to provide for those who are really in need. So when you're at the supermarket, just buy those extra items and pop them into the food bank box. And that will go to helping others. And if you're able to help on driving and transporting the food to people, that would be even better. You can contact the food bank, in fact, through the website and put it into Google, you'll find it there. We've got worship on Wednesday this week, again, so that's at 7 till 8 on Wednesday, so I hope you're able to join us for that. It's always great, and certainly in the middle of the week, and especially when so many of us have got restrictions on what we can do, to be able to focus upon God, that is so, so important. And then, of course, after the service today, if you're able to join us for a Zoom coffee time, then that would be also good. If you've not got the Zoom link, then just leave a mention in the comments box and we'll make sure you get that. And also, we have our prayer ministry opportunity as well. So if you would like to be a part of either of those, then do let us know. Okay, end of the notices as such. Now, last week, in fact, unfortunately, our friend Rich is not able to be here with us. So it's down to me, but I want to ask you a question. So all young people, in fact, all of this is very much about the younger people, but we'll let the adults join in, shall we? Yeah, just a little bit. Okay, what's your memory like, I wonder? Are you good at remembering things? Perhaps you, as they used to, tie a knot in your hanky or something, just to remember, just to prompt it. Well, let's find out. So, I want the kids, I don't want any cheating going on here, but mainly the kids, I want you to shout out. It's got to be really loud, of course, as Adam said, you know, we can't hear you, so you're going to have to be really loud here. So, can you remember the birthdays of everyone else in your family or in your household? Come on then, shout them out. Can you remember them? I've got a few. I think 9th of January, 2nd of June, 29th of June. Those are the key ones for me, I think.
3rd of October.
3rd of October. Adam's
really
got one.
Important.
That's good. So, it's not easy, is it? Remembering the dates. Okay, here's another one. Can you remember what you did to celebrate your last birthday? Where did you go? Did you do something? Did you have something special happen? I wonder. Now, it's easy for someone like Nico or Doug Clutterbuck because they've had their birthdays in recent weeks. So I know what they've done. But happy birthday to them, by the way. And if it's anybody's birthday today, happy birthday to you today, too. But can you remember what you did last birthday? Okay, here about another one. Can you remember where you went on holiday last year in 2019, okay? Pre-virus, when you were free to go wherever. Where did you go for your holiday? Can you remember? You know, I can't. I thought about this when I wrote the question now. I thought, I can't remember that one. Okay, here's another one. Perhaps some of the adults might have wanted to join in this one. Can you remember your favourite teacher's name from school? Oh. Now, if you're at school already, that's dead easy because, yeah, you'll see them probably tomorrow. But it's not easy, is it? You're remembering people's names and certainly teachers' names. Anyway, here I'm about this one. Can you remember what you did at school on Friday this last week? No. I couldn't. You know, I used to go home, and I remember my parents used to say, what did you do today? I don't know, can't remember. It was, just went straight in and straight out. Hopefully, some of it lodged in there eventually. Here's another one. Can you remember what you had for Christmas last year? Last year. Not what you want this year. What did you have for Christmas last year? What was the main present? Is there a main present, or were there several presents? It's interesting, isn't it? It soon goes. And here's another one for the adults. Can you remember where your car keys are at this very moment? Yeah, I know. They always go missing. They might be there on Sunday morning, but on Monday morning, when the pressure's on, you can never remember where your car keys are. It's horrendous. Can you remember what it was like as all being together as a church family back in sort of February time when we were able to be in this very building and lots of things? It seems ages ago, doesn't it? And we miss it. We really do miss it. But hopefully times will change and we'll be back. And then lastly, Can any one of the young people remember why we wear poppies on a day like today, at this time of year even? Yeah, of course you know. It's Remembrance Day. Well, it's Remembrance Sunday anyway today, when we remember all those who have gone, have given their lives in wars over the years so that the rest of us can live in freedom. And Remembrance Day itself, of course, is Wednesday next week. It's the 11th of the 11th, when we have 2 minutes silence at 11 a.m. 11, 11, 11. And that's the memory latch, really, so that we can commemorate what was called the Armistice Agreement that ended the First World War. And it was at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month. So it's an important reminder for us, for all of us who are living today, of those who've given their lives, who died, not only in the two world wars, but also in wars and conflicts since then. When we need to remember that what we have today is because someone else sacrificed for that. And we're going to have our own little time, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, later in the service. So if any of you younger folk would like to stay and come back to us a bit later, about 10 to 11, that would be really, really good. And then you can be a part of that with us. But, you know, remembering is really, really good. It's very important. But it's not always easy to do it. You forget to do the things which you've been asked. You can so easily forget what we've been asked to do. Your mum will probably say, can you go and do this? And you're too busy looking at your, playing on your phone, or you're looking at something else, watching TV, and it goes in one ear and out the other. And you can't remember it. And sometimes we forget people, we forget events, we forget things like birthdays. But it's really good, and it's really important that we try to remember and be reminded, in fact, because it shows that other people are really important and they're valuable to us. And hence, a day like today and next Wednesday are really important. You know, this whole memory thing, this remembering, God understands too. God wants us to remember him. Do you know that? And he wants us to remember it, especially when we're young, because he's written about it in the Bible. Listen to these words. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor him in your youth, in your younger days, before you grow old. You know, ancient like me, about 400 years. You know, remember, it says, remember your Creator while you are young. Because it's important. Because God is important. And we need to remember people, and we need to remember God, because it is important. It's crucial. So out of all the things which we try and remember throughout our lives, the most important of all is that we remember God. Let's not forget. And so, tell you what we could do. We could probably even remind people. And we could say to one another, don't forget God. And perhaps next time you see your friends or whatever, and others around church, hey, don't forget God. Don't forget God. And perhaps we could repeat that for us. So, let's not forget the important things, and let's not forget God. Okay, I'm going to hand over back to Adam, and he's going to lead us in a couple of songs of worship. Thank you.
This is actually a great link, remembering our Creator God. What we're going to sing is it's a more junior song than perhaps we normally sing, because there's lots of juniors out there. It's a song called Mr. Cow, and it goes through how cows love the Lord. You see, cows were created by God. So next time you're walking in the fields and you see those great big animals, those cows, and then you can think, God created those cows. And the cows have a relationship with God. The song goes like this. Oh, and by the way, if you can ask Mum and Dad to video you when it comes to doing the animal noises, and send those in. You can send them to the Emmanuel Baptist Church, contact emmanuelbc.org.uk, And then there'll be a prize awarded by me for the most realistic animal sounds. Okay? And there's lots of animals coming up. Okay.
Mr. Cow, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Cow, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Well, I stand around in the field all day. It gives me plenty of time to say, Mr. Sheep, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Sheep, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Well, I stand around in the field all day. It gives me plenty of time to say, ma. Mr. Horse, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Horse, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Well, I stand around in the field all day. It gives me plenty of time to say, Mr. Chicken, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Chicken, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? I peck around in the yard all day. It gives me plenty of time to say, Mr. Pig, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Pig, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? I sit around in the mud all day. It gives me plenty of time to say, Mr. Duck, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Mr. Duck, how do you say to the Lord, I love you? Will I swim around in the pond all day? It gives me plenty of time to say,
good. I can hear most of the adults enjoying that one as well, which is great. Going to sing a song together now, and it's a song that you might remember from. Well, it's a very old Ray Charles song, and it was made famous. All sorts of people have covered it. And I looked it up on the internet because it's a beautiful song. And it was originally written as a song of worship. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to return to that, the original intention of this song. Although it's you may recognise it as being in the charts and that, Joe Cocker did it. But we're going to return it to its proper place, which is as a song of worship. Can't you see? You're everything I hoped for. You're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. Thank you.
such joy and happiness. You bring such joy and happiness. You bring like a dream, guiding light that shines in the night, heaven's gift to me.
That's beautiful. I love that song. That's superb. Thank you, Adam. Well, we're really privileged today because we've got our very own Fee, who's going to bring God's word to us. And she introduces herself at the beginning, for those of you who don't know her. But it's great to have you. And she's going to draw to a close our short series in the letter to the 2 Thessalonians, or the second letter to the Thessalonians. So over to you, Fee, and thank you.
Alison on the previous chapters, so I'm going to be bringing together some of those themes along with some of the themes of the first letter of Thessalonians, which links really well to this chapter 3. So we're going to be actually looking at 3 spiritual weapons and tools that Paul gives the Thessalonians as they are struggling and under deep pressure in some of the circumstances that they are facing. So we're actually going to be reading from the verses 1-5 of chapter 3 in this second letter. But we're also going to be reading back to the introduction of the first letter of Thessalonians, where these 3 themes, these spiritual weapons and tools that Paul is speaking to them about, are really kind of expanded and put into more detail in this, the first section. So we're going to read the first section of first letter of Thessalonians, and then straight into chapter 3 of the second letter. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labour of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father, knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves report about us what kind of a reception we have with you, and how you turn to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come. And then we're into chapter 3 of the second letter. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue. You to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. So you can see there that the two passages really link together well, that the chapter 3 in this first section is really kind of a culmination of what Paul is starting in the first letter, as he's really encouraging this new group of Christians, this brand new church, who have received the word with joy in the Holy Spirit, despite the serious levels of tribulation and persecution that they are suffering. And so the first theme we're going to be looking at that Paul mentions again and again, not just through the letters of the Thessalonians, but actually throughout many of the epistles, and that is encouragement. So here in chapter 3, Paul is saying, we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. And before this, the Thessalonians are commended for their work of faith and labour of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul calls them his hope. He says, who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? You are our glory and joy. It's almost like a love letter to the Thessalonians at times. Obviously with some warnings in there as well. But he is really identifying, singling out where they are doing really well and wanting to deeply build them up. And why is encouragement such an important thing here? Because they are under this extreme pressure, and Timothy is sent to strengthen and encourage them so that they are not disturbed by these afflictions. So we can be that source of encouragement to each other right now, just as Paul is instructing the Thessalonians, who are going through some really difficult times and obviously very different to the kind of pressure that we're facing. But where we're feeling isolated, where things are feeling really tricky for us, God wants to use us as a household of faith to be building each other up. And we're going to be coming on in a minute to the Word of God and how being firmly rooted in the truth of what God says and in the Bible, we can really use that Word of God to be building each other up. But also, Proverbs 16:24 tells us that pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Who knew that a few words could bring healing to the bones? I don't know about you, but you can probably think of a time where you just received a letter or a card or a text or a phone call out of the blue when you weren't expecting it, that just made your day. We just never know how God is going to use the words that we say, or you know, these kind of actions of building each other up with encouragement, strengthening each other, bringing these pleasant words that bring healing to the bones. We never know how God is going to use that. To us, it can just seem like one sentence, like a little letter or something. But to God and to the people receiving that, we just don't know how he's going to use that and just how life-changing that can be. I remember last year when I was in a place where I was really seeking God for what was next, three people in different places asking me the exact same question about my future kind of course, my future direction. And I remember from that time on, God had really used them to really make me seriously consider what he wanted next for me. It was a deep encouragement. And he loves to use us as a household of faith, as a family, to really build each other up. So who can we do that for today? Who can we maybe write a letter to, especially in this kind of coronavirus lockdown situation? Who can we write that card to, send that text to? What kind of qualities or gifts or encouragement do we want to draw out? Let's be looking, really looking for these opportunities and these times that we can bring these pleasant words like honeycomb into people's lives, because we don't know how God wants to use that and just how much they need that and what they're going through. So yeah, let's really kind of be using this gift of encouragement that God kind of enables us all to have to build each other up. And secondly, as we've kind of just referred to also, Alison referred to knowing, standing firm in the truth of the Word of God. We know that Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. I don't know any other book where, as we read it, it kind of reads us and it shows us things and it reveals things. It brings transformation, because as we know, when the Word of God is met with our faith, it becomes this supernatural transforming power where, yeah, God is able to bring deep encouragement, bring life, bring newness, new faith, new truth about Him, and yeah, just really bring about what He, the truth of His Word into every situation. And I think it's really important that we know what we believe, not just in terms of the doctrine of salvation, as Alison referred to a couple of weeks ago, with that startling statistic about 30%. Of Christians in America, evangelical Christians, not believing Jesus is God. That was a bit of a wake-up call. But also, I think also just that we do need to know what we believe in every area of our doctrine, of our beliefs, because when we're sure about where God stands on a particular area, and we're sure of the truth of what the Word says, that's where God can use His Word to bring powerful transformation to the world and into our lives. I was watching on the David Letterman show the other day, I was watching Manala Yousafzai and just hearing about her journey. And I loved how clear her message is and her belief is about what she wants to do with her life. She believes that every single girl and boy, every single child should be in education. And her life's mission out of that belief is that the 130 million girls who are now not in school should be in school. She wants to do everything she can out of this deep conviction to change that. And when we know what we believe, and when that's partnered with the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, He wants to be bringing this this new life, this new revelation, this truth into every area, so that He can be bringing transformation, the kingdom of God, into every area of life. So, so as we're reading the Bible, let's be really open to the Holy Spirit revealing what He wants to say. Let's do our research, grappling with some of the tricky texts that can be hard. Doing our research, looking at, really trying to get to the heart of what God is saying in these verses, because He does want this Word of God, as Hebrews is getting at, to be living and active. We know that when Peter preached his first sermon in Acts, under the power of the Holy Spirit, 3,000 people were saved. And so it's not just this Word, but it's through the power of the Spirit He wants to bring this absolute transformation of the world. And finally, just to recap then. So we've got encouragement, bringing these good words, these sweet words of truth about each other, looking for opportunities to build each other up as a family of God and strengthen each other, as we see Paul doing with his team, with Timothy and Silvanus, in Thessalonians. And then we've got the power of the Word of God, that as we partner with the Word of God in faith, He wants to bring transformation. And as we speak truth from the Word of God into our own lives and also into others, building each other up in the faith, He wants to bring transformation. And then finally, we've got prayer. So this very well-known verse in Ephesians. We know that in chapter 2, we're told that we're seated in the heavenly realms, having passed from death to life. We're seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly realms. That's our spiritual reality. And then in chapter 6, we're told that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. And that is where Paul, that is the basis in which Paul is using to exhort people to put on the full armour of God that he then lifts. And one of those is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And then he also talks about, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. So why is intercessory prayer so important? I remember a story that has really stuck with me, really powerful, a couple of years ago, about a guy called Jonathan, who, this was in during a talk that Pete Gregg was giving at Spring Harvest, and a guy called Jonathan, who goes to his church, I told him this incredible testimony. He had arrived for a business meeting very early in the morning with lots of time to go near Westminster Bridge. And just kind of wondering what he was going to do with the time. He just felt a sense of, he felt that he wanted to go for a walk and just go kind of for a walk along the bridge. And as he started to walk, he felt a really serious and clear prompting from the power of the Holy Spirit to pray against an impending danger. He thought back to the terrorist attack from the year before, where 5 people had been killed and many injured. And he just sensed this absolutely overwhelming need to pray against the same thing happening again. So he spent an hour walking the streets and praying over the hospital and over the people around him, around the whole area. Spent an hour walking these streets and praying against this attack. An hour later, he sat down feeling that something in the spiritual realms had been done and sorted, and that he could stop praying, that this he'd answered the Holy Spirit's call in prayer, and what needed to be bound had been bound and sorted. 7 minutes later, and just 100 yards away from him, a terrorist ploughed his car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists. Miraculously, not one person was killed, only injured, and they were able to get help straight away because of the ambulance that was directly behind the terrorist's car. And what was amazing was that when they looked at the CCTV footage, they saw that the terrorist had been circling the streets around Westminster Bridge for 1 hour, just as Jonathan had been praying. And also, Jonathan's wife had woken up unexpectedly, unusually early for her, apparently, with this absolute need to pray for him, and again, pray for his safety and against any kind of danger. She'd completely forgotten that he was going anywhere unusual for his meeting, and so she was there praying as well for the safety of her husband. And so we never know how God is going to use us as we follow the promptings of the Spirit, as we pray for each other. Big things can happen, and danger actually can be prevented. And you might feel at the moment that actually you would really appreciate partnering with someone else in prayer, that can be such a powerful and essential weapon, really, and tool for strength and encouragement and protection, especially kind of in these times where we're feeling maybe like islands, very isolated and separated from each other. And so I would just really encourage you to reach out to somebody as you feel prompted. If you don't have that, to kind of form a prayer partnership where you can just encourage and support each other in prayer. So we're going to wrap up there, but I just thought that as we do so, we could just be thinking of somebody right now, just allow God to prompt you with somebody that maybe is really in need of prayer right now, that you can be really praying for their protection and strength and encouragement at this time. So let's pray. Yeah, Jesus, we just want to thank you that on the cross, you defeated the powers and the forces of darkness, and you won the victory against death and darkness. Thank you so much, Lord God, that greater are you, that is, that where you are in us, than he who is in the world. Lord, we are saved and we are protected by you because of the death, God, that you died on the cross. Jesus, our King, our God, our perfect Lamb of God, dying in our place, that we can know you and have life and know your protection in your kingdom. But Lord, we just want to pray for everybody right now, God, that is really struggling, who is feeling isolated, and maybe feeling particularly kind of under attack or under pressure in difficult trials and circumstances. And we pray, God, that we'd be able to be a source of encouragement, God, that you would use words like honeycomb to build up and bring strength and healing and sweetness, God, to people's lives at the moment. Lord, show us how we can do that. And so we just pray, God, for your protection in the week ahead, that you would be with us and that you would draw us into your word, into your the encouragement and the strength, God, that your living and active word gives us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sing together, may the fragrance of Jesus fill this place.
May the fragrance of Jesus fill this place. May the fragrance of Jesus fill this place. Rising from the sacrifice of lives laid down in adoration. May the glory of Jesus fill this church. May the glory of Jesus fill his church. Of Jesus fill my life. May the beauty of Jesus fill my life. My thoughts, my deeds, in adoration. Fill my thoughts, my words, my deeds, my all I give in adoration.
May we all know. To those who chose to be so brave, to those who rest within the grave, to those who fell and did not rise, with bayonets in hand and fear in eyes, to those who lay on Flanders fields, to those blanketed in poppy seeds, to the trench diggers, barbed wire barges and front foot chargers, to the privates, lieutenants and camped at war tenants, to the ones who didn't make it back alive, may they know John 11:35. To those fighting at sea, sand or land, to those who see war at first hand, to the Normandy landers, to the beach stormers and cliff climbers, to those who lived at the sword and died at the sword, to the war zone patrollers and fresh-faced enrollers, to the heat-seeking missile controllers, to the every generation of soldiers, may their hearts bind to two words from John 11:35. To those with battles back at home, to those isolated and alone, to those who grieve in the loss of sleep, to those with pain that cuts so deep, to those who know the ache of loss, to those who paid such a cost, to those who know loss of their soulmate, to the ones who not yet know their fate, to the thinkers, feelers and mind blockers, to the bedridden and rage driven, to the unforgiving and unforgiven, to those whose joy was long left behind, may they know John 11:35. To those who fight for what is right, to those who long to reunite, to those who know their time is close, to those who know that pain the most, to those who feel there's nothing left, to those fighting till their final breath, to the cancer bearers and the cancer carers, to the last post players and the hopeless full swayers, to the light searchers, may they find that the end of the tunnel is John 11:35. To those who grieve with lung-filled pain, or wonder why the world is still the same, to those who have given up on faith, to the ones who feel that nowhere's safe, to the ones who see through a suffering mist, to the ones that doubt that God exists, to the screamers, tearers and silent speakers, to the guilt-built and shame-keepers, may they know that He weeps with us. To those who replay trauma in their mind, may they know John 11:35. May we all know John 11:35. Let us remember before God the men and the women of all nations who have died as a result of war. Wars of past, wars of the present, those who have known, we have known, and whose memory we treasure, those we never knew, those who died unknown. We remember all, young and old, who have lived in hope but died in vain. The tortured, the innocent, the starving and the exiled, the imprisoned, the oppressed and the disappeared. We will remember their families, those who are grieving, those caught in the pain of loss, those now alone and struggling. We will remember all the sacrifice that was freely given to win the priceless gift of freedom. Now, if you're able, where you are, just to stand, and we will say these famous words together. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Thank you. Let us pray. Living God, by whose love we are united with one another across the boundaries of time and space, bring us to a new remembrance of your love and life, reflected in earth and sky and every person who ever lived. Grant us, Lord God, a vision of our world as your love would make it. A world where the weak are protected and none go hungry or poor. A world where the benefits of abundant life are shared and everyone can enjoy them. A world where different races and cultures live in tolerance and mutual respect. A world where peace is built with justice, and justice is guided by love. And give us the inspiration and the courage to build it, teaching us to be reconciled to one another and to you. And Lord God, grant to the leaders of the nations wisdom, courage, and insight at this time of change and uncertainty. Give to all who exercise authority determination to defend the principles of freedom, of love, and acceptance. Give us all strength to protect and to safeguard the innocent, and clarity of vision to guide the world into the paths of justice and peace. Lord, we pray all these things and bring our broken and hurting world to you, the healing God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to me. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to me. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for joining us on what is a very important day of our year, that reminder of all those who've given so freely for our freedom. And then, of course, that final hymn, picking up that wonderful theme of God's immense sacrifice so that we might be free from sin and enter into life in all its fullness. Let's never forget God and all that he's given to us. So again, thank you for being with us today. If there's anything that God has used to stir you and you want to follow that one through, then obviously there is, as I said, the prayer ministry opportunity afterwards via Zoom. But otherwise, just leave a comment in the box or email us and we'll get back in touch with you. But thanks for joining us, and we're going to close our service with a grace, which we've actually used before, but it's our young friend Brandon, and he's on the beach with his dog. So thank you, and let's say the grace together.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the
love of God, and the
fellowship
and the fellowship
of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.